How are you feeling, sweetheart? Did you eat your dinner?
I'm in bed sleeping.
Are you feeling well?
Good.
Oh.
And I don't feel good.
Go to bed, honey.
The
Corvid.
I got
the Corvair. Did you speak to Sue? Lovey, tell Sue what you did. Tell Sue so that she can protect itself and not jet twit that or there.
Alex, darling, I'm not well. I'm sick. And nobody is on me. So please, sweetheart, I don't have anything to do. And say, I have to just take care of myself. I'm nothing else. I'm in bed, and I gotta take a rest. And that's all it is, sweetheart. So, I can't talk. I'm not allowed to talk too long. And I just want to tell you, are you with Harrison?
I love my brother! He said I need to go with him and do serious business. I'm talking delirious triplets. Things could not be better, but I miss you, Eller.
No,
don't let Sue get in grimy. Crikey.
I'm
no.
Sorry.
Love
Nobody
you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Have you're sick. Wait, do you have symptoms? I'm eating my dinner. I'm eating pasta with jam.
Alex.
Pasta.
Please listen to what I
tell you. Love you.
I cannot talk to anyone.
Eller.
I'm sick. Do you understand me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm sick. I cannot talk to anybody. Please leave me and let me rest.
I had my bread and butter. Now I'm waiting for dessert.
But you're with your brother.
Yeah, pasta and sauce.
You're in jail?
Yes. It's
okay.
A bail.
Well, you better stay there.
I will.
You
I know.
Come.
Yeah.
Alright.
Love you. Bye, babe.
Actually.
What?
I can't talk to you. No
go,
more.
Go. Oh, good gum.
Take care,
love you, babe.
And I cannot talk to anybody. I'm very sick. So please, let me go. And I will
no tap twiping her. Sally went and likes to meet you. Apple pizza. Milo ter la Achu Pichu Machu Pina Ibasisu. I'm gonna have the salad. Chicken and Caesar salad.
Everybody is sick here. Do
yeah.
Not let me scream or holler.
Go.
Everybody is sick here. I don't want anybody here. Do you understand? No visitors.
No.
Please, no visitors. Leave me alone for a while. No visitors. I have to rest.
Bye, doll. Love you. I love you, babe.
I will talk to you, my dear. I love,
love
you.
Love you, love you.
I love you, love you.
Love you.
Take care, sweetheart.
Get well soon. I'll see you tomorrow.
I love you, too.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye, babe. Molly.
What? You have a chump chalk. What are you talking about?
Are you sick?
Who's sick?
I don't know.
Who, you?
I just threw up.
Oh, good.
I just threw up.
You're really eating junk.
Pretzel, potatoes, and peach smoothie with grapes and rye. Yes, he cooked. Oh, he's a bad chef, Mommy.
Oh, my God. All right, Eddie, you throw up.
I know.
You
get sick. Yeah. How's your cold? The core of it.
I just don't eat anything. It's light. Something light.
I love you.
Yeah,
I love you.
Don't eat anything heavy, honey.
Go. I'm watching Arnold. I like Johnny Depp. Depp, the movie actor. He's a weird guy. Depp. Not Clooney. He eats a lot of strange carnate and frolly. A lot of damn hot dog and smoothie that mother loving dick.
Does he eat cats and dogs?
Oh,
I thought he said not like you.
Oh, baby. Don't tell Nandy what I did. And then it'll be all good. Just give my love to Sue. I really want Sue to think we're on the tippy-uppy and nobody's sick or everything all right. I can't have Sue thinking that. I need money.
Well, I'm very sick. I don't feel good at all.
You have the Corvair.
I'm very sick.
The Crover.
I'm going to be cut in the house for a couple of days.
I don't want you to die. I don't want you to die.
No, don't you dare.
All right.
No.
Bye, love.
Anyway,
love you. Feel better. I'll send over some soup.
Anyway, don't go near anybody.
I'm staying home.
Well, where are you going to stay? In the hall?
Oh.
Well, don't go thinking
to no. Good.
Where's Mommy?
She's with Bo.
Where is she?
Mommy's friend got hit by a bus.
She don't feel good either.
No, not much. The whole time.
Well, you just take it easy.
I will.
Don't bother with anybody.
Grandma, I said I know.
And watch you don't get sick again.
A pussycat? No, no pussycat. La.
No cats and dogs.
I know.
That's sick. No cats and dogs.
It's sick.
Because I'm sick and tired of this nonsense. Cats and dogs. I'll cat and dog you around your neck.
Oh, God, my love.
You're disgusting.
I'm horrible.
Yeah.
Worse. Oh,
okay.
I'm a nut. Oh, I'm a real jerk.
Come on. Get off it. Do some decent work.
Okay.
Do some homework. Write a book, for God's sake.
Yeah. I did. Love you, babe.
Don't make junk.
No. I love you. I'm sorry.
All right. Take it easy.
Thank you, Grandma. I miss you.
I don't feel good. I'm sick.
Can I help? What do I do?
What do you do? Where you stay with your brother?
Okay. Feel better, honey. I'll send my prayers to Bobby and Larry. Bobby died of Larry's COVID.
You know, drive away.
Huh?
Yeah, where you gonna drive
from? Connecticut. New Hampshire Terrier.
Go to Connecticut.
Yes. I know.
Hey.
Okay. I need to get lost. I need to run this town. I don't want anyone here to know that I don't belong. They just
what?
Forget. I need people here to think that I'm ran to another place, so that.
I know what you're saying.
I gotta get lost, toss. I'm a bug it. And the rip.
You gotta get money. Get money and do some work in the house.
Love you. I like you.
Be in the house and do some work.
I will. Love.
Sell a book.
Alright. So I go. No.
I got no money.
None. Bye, babe.
I don't feel good.
I'm so scared that you have the corona there. I don't want you getting quarantined. Okay. I'm going to bed.
Oh, I'm sick of the talk.
I want to help you.
Love you.
Love you.
I'm telling you, I'm sick.
Go to bed, sweetie.
I'm sick and it just with the time. I'm seeing a doctor.
How's your throat?
What's
the temperature?
Anyway, I'll talk to you later.
Feel better, sweet. I had a horrible Corvin.
I love you.
I like you.
I love you, baby.
I don't want you to die, love. Okay.
Being a good guy.
Yeah. Right
in
now.
Jail.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Good.
Okay, Alex. That's the story.
Bye, Molly.
Take it easy.
Lots of love.
Check with mommy so she...
Feel better and eat your soup and oatmeal
maybe
supper.
She'll take you.
And you can come.
Okay.
Love you.
No,
she's very sick.
Tell me, honey, I gotta go. The thing is ringing.
I know.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love
sweetheart.
You, babe.
Be well.
Sweet dreams.
Stay in the house and don't go with the bums in the street.
Oh, my God.
They'll knock you over.
They did. Yeah, that's what they did. They do.
Stay in the house and
I won't. I know. Miss you, babe. Love you.
Bye-bye,
Holly. Lots of love. Feel better.
Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie. Miss you. I'm Aita in Torrio and Pad. Good. Emilia Romagna. I'm talking Latin like a Latino. I'm Luguzi. I'm Mino. Oh, babe. I miss Nino.
Where are you now?
Yeah, I'm in bed. I'm home.
Under the bed?
I'm like that porno. Gotcha. My friend E. Ian, he got married. He didn't invite me
you
to the wedding.
Married?
Ian got wed in PA, in New Jersey. He didn't send me the invitation. He didn't want me to come. My good friend from school, Ian. Ian. They don't like me no more.
I can't talk, honey.
I'm gonna call you back after your piss.
Okay.
No! Shut up! This is such a weapon-ish. Stop. Oh, shit. Anyway, at the end I say, shut up already. I told you I'd pay. I told you. I'm not sure you want to work, really. You may not feel that you want to support yourself. I've not asked for a dime in 10 years. Let's talk fake right now. You are being honest with yourself. Do you actually want to work? No. What are you motivated about immortalizing my penis? What drives immortalization? What drives you? Dystopic, poetic nihilism? With some kind Yeezy, you a P with G. Pursue it properly and don't have unrealistic expectations. They're gonna need work. Yeah, Ian dubbed me. Ian. Only for love. His uncle made that movie and told Vince Vaughn to fuck himself with Haley Steinfeld, and he did that stupid ass comic Return Life, but his aunt reps the dude from Avatar, the white haired villainess. And she had him for 10 years and she made like $15 million off this thing. Or he made $15 million, so she made like $3 million. He was gonna get me signed for my book, my life story. Pie.
I couldn't talk to you.
I know.
I was on the
path. Go shart, honey.
I'm sorry.
So Sue, I say, your air levels were worse than mine. Now your air is better by a little, it looks. A lot of wind, I guess. Or I wonder if it came new stuff if your vaccine can't cure the cancer. All those people in Brooklyn outside that day when no AC on would get in 10 years, God have mercy. If no one gets vaxxed or putting proprietary policies on real vaccines and care, all the real people in New York acting as if it's just regular or even in for business there. Harrison says it's like a bad campfire in front of you. Yeah, Mr. Outdoors, I don't have a fireplace, so it wouldn't apply. You see the trailer for the Schwartz and Negro? Docu, Netflix, live and... Okay, I imagine as I wrap up my portfolio and avoid the literal air context, if I can, movie looks good, I heard it. I got raped by penance and penetrance. Praying for Noni. So scared. They got her COVID. If the EMTs, then so be it. I would have happened eventually. They nice enough. Poor woman, they took, broke her back. We thought she was dead. But her eyes wide open. She had fully dilated pupils. At 95% per chance, Emilio Lato, a simple pato, it's blackened and nigh grudge light. An incubus later, slater, slater, city eyes, cider, Sam Raimi, neighbor. Was the palest, frailest, ellest thing in world bell, bring beer and hell. Clay, nay, say, I stay, a prince and pay. We were sad then, felt bad, they. But also scared, the EMTs were laughing, complimenting the nurses, who were also laughing about the other things, mostly laughing at with Noni and Mayor. Hi. Hi. If it was one of us that contracted it, honor with her to ER can never forgive selves. Horrible, really. Everyone there is so nice and high quality. I think she would be all right. Hope to speak to her tomorrow. The air quality's okay here. I have to check close. Sue didn't fucking wish us a happy air quality when we were in the 200 to 400 range in Twin, and then we didn't do it to her because she was an 80, and then she denied. She's an air denier. The fuck? What did you say? What?
Where are you?
I'm jerking off in bed, love. I'm bone.
Are you
Pitch on the bone! Yes.
Are you with Harrison?
Yes.
Don't answer me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I just heard from Mom. We're very worried. Really? Just talk to Molly. Sounded good. Call her room number. Love you. She's like, is it the same cell number? I said room number, nigga! I don't know. I have it, sweetie. Thanks. Oh, she did respond. I was mad at her all day. I said, I got a bunch of chips. I got 60 bags of baked, 40 of Lay's coming, and then 18 of the kettle cooked or 20 of the varieties of bagged. The barbecues were open, as was the lid. And then 22 of spliffy jizzy pop. I love, and Twix. Oh, Ian added to their staff story. Oh, I'm literally going to have to send the Animare and then just bail. And he's like, thanks for all the memories. Oh, shit. He's literally in the Domenico in Il Pubblico. I'm going to screenshot that, and then I'm never going to talk to him again. But Mercure Porto. What? Yeah. Yes, mommy. You're boring.
Okay, Alex. That's all I wanted to know.
Where's Mercurio de Portos?
Oh,
that's... Oh, Mexico. Mexico. He's gonna get shot, yo. That's just where the niggas got dead in. Oh, my God. Tamaulipas, Victoria, in Monterey, in Saltillo, Reynos, and it was like 2 minutes outside of the border. Yo, that's right where they got shot. I'm so happy. He'll probably be fine because he's in the white ass area, Matt Cosio, so except for the time I blinded him. I wonder why he's literally the only friend left. His mom came to daddy's funeral when Poppy Paul Roberto was lying there just like a blob. And then Ian's mom came. Ian's mom, she came to Gail's. To Gail's, and she said, I'm sorry about everything. And my brother didn't want to come out, no talk. Corpus Christi is really where I am. So he's in Deportes Mercurio. I'm so. Mexico's big as fuck. That's like another half Texas away. Country wise, it's literally the backyard. What? I know. I know. I love them. I want the black ladies to come over when they're done with helping you. And then maybe they can get help from me.
No, forget it. No. Don't come here. No, I don't want anybody here.
Good.
I'm not having any.
You're not happy. Call Christine and look for to get me a motherfucking work, Mudgy. Shit, buddy. I'm bugging.
I have to call
I don't like Julia no more. She stopped answering my calls. Or maybe it was the other way around.
Julia.
What, dear?
Yeah, I have to.
Good.
Okay. Good night. Goodbye. I love you.
You speak to Steffi? You talk to Sue?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Wait, can I sing you a tune? You're the brown pan mine. And when you will come alive. Can I call on, dear? No, I have better stuff. But I wanted to tell you a story. And this is about how me and Pam... Are you still there? I think you hung up, right? No, she's there. Babe. I'm gonna call Mom. Epico, it's Toronto. I got my shit dust down and it's game time, man.
Hello? Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm on my phone.
But Harrison?
No, he's gay. He has to go to work. He goes in rain, sleet, and snow. They treat him terribly, but they pay him a king's wealth. It's Bell. Where?
I'll have to get ready, but I can't. I'll be sick.
This is sad.
No, I'm not.
How are you feeling? How do you feel, love? Oh.
I'm very, very sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of what song I want to hear.
Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna have my soup.
Alex, I'm talking to you.
What?
I said you won't give me a chance to talk.
I know.
I can't talk long.
Drink water. Drink.
I'm not feeling well.
Have your food. Bye, babe. I'm sorry. I'm so
okay,
Molly.
Let me talk.
I
can't talk.
I feel so horrible. I want you to get better soon.
Okay.
I love you,
darling.
My. I'll call you. I'll call you at lunch.
Bye.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Molly. Sad, scary stories. Still can't think of the song. Oh, I know it. Yeah. I could go full. And then I'm gonna jerk off. Oh, surprise you. So much stuff, son. So, my phone dipshit never recharged. Oh, I got it. And then I'll just freestyle back now. She has no strength. It's pathetic, really.
Hello?
Are you feeling, Alan, better? Any better now?
Okay. I'm feeling better.
Ooh.
I have to stay in bed. I'm
so,
not going out.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm in bed.
That makes me so glad that you're not sad.
Oh.
I say watch Branson documentary in HBO 3-part. Some of the things I saw in it that I told Peter about caused him to say, I have Tourette's. Didn't know we're all so judgy now, aren't we? And Paula says, question. You should tell Peter that is one of the most malignant, narratives, thingerous, forest, and autistic person confidence to build them up and make them appear that there are all these opportunities only to be told everything is not for them here, even after they excel and do smell in the given test environment. Tell them to share with Leo as well. It is a tactful reawakening, but more so it can foretell. It can be decimating to a sped person head. Confidenza and their mission is failing if they don't mend their a major unpronounced gap, please do. All bunch of shit before, like only 3 parts, up to 3 amazing. Oh, this is one controversial. So the painting, when I was painting the whole house, you were already with that. You never helped me with anything about your room, anyhow I'm making headway, bro. Oh yeah, I was like, where exactly are they all going to stay? Don't you require separate rooms and that crew? You have not even one. It's laughable if you think you have a place to keep them all. And doesn't Sue not like sleeping in rooms with 4 exposed walls? That crew. You didn't address how they accused you of using automation. How you respond? How you respond? Alright, that was all the juice to mend the bees. Bro legit tried as if heart attack and not to make it so that I don't have a Twitter. Where the COVID test? Harrison didn't want to pay. Call CBS. Oh, dish, your mother, man. Like, so I sent a shih tzu just cradling the ball. When did he tell you that you had Tourette's, Redo, like the guy from Festa Furianzo? Rather than criticizing him, what were you doing or saying, or how were you behaving at the moment of him to making a statement like that? Peter made such a big deal that he had Branson speaking the dyslexia story is amazing, and I told Peter when I first got a minute with him that I studied Branson in the docu. He was told he had no attention, so he had to make the business brand center around him. So his first 0-1 dyslexic decision was to hold up Kate Moss on the shoulders at Piccadilly Square to make the front pages, and Peter seemed to like that, but he also seemed shocked. This is what I'd say. It's so unautistic and equally autistic. I inappropriately bring that up in the business setting, and the first word out of the mouth, nervously of all things. He thought I awkwardly said it. I really planned on saying things like that for months, so said. I tend to be the antithesis of autism in my candor and cadence, but also the exact sublimation of the epitome of the disease and my inappropriate randomness and disease. It is so similar in the Arnold and walking in the room in an angular, angry and Guido, and Napoleon studio executive. Or his first word, what does little man need such a big desk? And he got fired within 90 seconds. That literally every combo business meeting of my life. And I'm very honest, good, meaning hearted. I want people to have a good time, and I laugh, and like me, also hyper intelligent. I have an interesting bent taste in comedy and fashion, so I often seem out in this world around both autistic and normies, because they're all pretty boring or average. I think you may be obsessing about this a little too much. I am Arnold. He's so exceptionally friendly and also the best at everything, blah, blah. That is my cross to bear. He's so otherworldly talented, people refuse to believe it. They can't submit, disregard him right off and shrug him off apparently immediately. Not allowing me to reality, apprentice-o and bet-o-mess-o. True, almost instantly proves, then wrong, undeniably, but in the bad way of the entry, he's always right away, rejected, no matter what he does. It's a fascinatingly idiosyncratic dynamic. Arles me, no, you obsess a ragnar. Your obsession on providing conducts, because you never seem to care about the real, real. Why don't you try and think of the ways to make the contact with Peter or Leo that would be of interest to them on the social business way? I can give you examples of how to do that. LinkedIn, then. Do you edit the letter? We have more to add. Where it is, I don't get it. You just gaslight her. Arnold has ambition and self-reflective motivation, staked it to this. He has a goal and doesn't give up. He takes instruction, is funny, intelligent, and knows when he does something wrong. Also doesn't blame others or a technocrat. It's all depends on. Because they're getting worse and worse, and we're better at it for things that happen to him. That is because of only words from his 80-year-old self. He has had bad experiences, but he moves on. Oh, try not to dwell on Peter and Leo. And be so he just inflated himself and then became so self-critical. You can improve your social skills and training. Anyone can be Arnold. Peter, think very highly of you, by the way. So you may be too self-critical. Fix the link in letter. You are losing valuable time. This should have been done already. Edit and send to me the attachment. It can be saved. I told you this already. So much you forgot to find me work. What is the hold up? Can't touch it. No. I'll try editing a physical copy if you give me in person. I haven't reached out to him about anything reacted to what he think he would be interested to hear, nor to Leo. That's how this works. Forging connection. What? I asked if I could have more work. And what? If you're in business and you're asking for someone to be in more work, and they're saying you're not in business and they're not giving you work, y'all not in fucking business together. What the fuck is she saying? Forging connections, it seems. Do or say something that you think would be what they are interested in. They don't know you well enough. Can't be fake. You gotta write anything fake you demand sent. I'm not telling you to be fake. I'm sure your perception is incorrect. They don't know you well enough. Oh, you're off. The world fake. You can be highly defensive and flexible if you are thinking about people in situations you need a counselor to roleplay. Oh. You are being open-minded and tend to be rigid in your thinking you are always right, and you're open-minded to learning how to function in a social or work environment. It's hard for you. You rather blame others. Great. All this can be improved upon if you want to improve and admit that you need to. Oh, rather than just say everything's fake, that's a cop-out, don't you think? I'm different. Did you ever tend to consider I wasn't any way at all interested in improvement, so I badly don't want to be fake? I'll die before I act so someone I ain't. If I wasn't in sales, it'd be a life-changing problem, but I'm not anymore. I'm in a damn pyrotechnics, bitch, so I don't give a damn what no fake sales cunt this way. You can be your true self, but only as you also identify some sensitivity, training, and understanding some other motives and reaction to think that. You get your shit in the autopilot and you go off and write well. Pyrotechnics, bah, question mark, there, there, question mark. What do you say? Shit, motherfucker, you in Buffalo, but you got married in New Jersey and you still couldn't invite me because it's so far from Brooklyn. I don't think that's why. 250-person castle, it's a sit, so. What are you talking about? Don't make sense. I offered to pay for school or training for you to switch fields. When are you going to realize that you have to do something in order to segue into another career? Narrow down what you want to pursue and get the formal training. Stop bullshitting. You want to be a CPA, so do something else. Get formal training. I told you I'd pay for it. I'm not sure you want to work, really. You may not feel like you want to support yourself. Let's talk fake right now. You aren't being honest with yourself. Do you actually want to work? What are you motivated about? What drives you to pursue it properly and don't have unrealistic expectations? Shut up already. Yeah, no, I literally want to live forever, but it'll be so easy because I'm the youngest person smart enough to do it myself, aside from a 20-year-old PhD Indian kid who, since he was, I think he completed Harvard at 7, which makes sense. So he's going to obviously live forever because he's going to cancer treatment. So smart, yeah, because he passed Harvard at 7, yet he's 20 and could have solved cancer. That really makes sense. I really fucking saw them. They did it in Mexico. It's about, you know, the genome antibody. They solved HIV and they fucking don't want to give it to cancer because it's so much more money. Sure, will help the gays. It's a woke fucking postcard. It's dope. Why would a dad's rare form of brain tumor rhetoric in 9/11 VP software all adorn and sporn? So scorn. I picked up Dell left taunt. It's paw. Algorithmic, it's a Sinsaw. I wrote every single script in Cypher and Dilla Diver about all those Twine and Nylar in code and in English for all forms, Sarah Senso. And we just use this great. You have to drain the remaining necrotic fluid every 24 to 48, typically. But then you have to obviously rehydrate and every 5 to 10 years replace, similar to an Iron Man and Dell major chef, but oxygenate and the rich in term. Multi forms of blood sugars, so it's going to be a whole little biotech bat trap. It'll either be a motherboard or just pure biomatter low material, which probably has way more higher storing properties than any type of silicon aesthetic. It's twisted bio silo and then neural net and print of one layer. No, I wrote those machines and some of those scriptos and Sanfords or in my Piper Dow novelistica that cannot be published. I don't got connects and Lex Kinetics. Yeah, I don't have to know every single in and out of the electrons in flow state. I tried to work for the neural net company down here in Brooklyn and the escape. One didn't seem to be interested in an accountant trying to solve immortality and clue, but Matrix, it sees. It's essentially going to look like a jar with a brain and a van and the regulating materialisticas and some enzymes and glucosine, all the power shit to keep the brain moving and hydrate some saturates, solubility, the acidic and minifin, it's all reactionary molecular arsenine with a gray material trickle, some of that little magic fairy dust, we don't know what makes us. And that's great. All that left behind, you just lose the core essence and the entire body, mind of your own little soul. So they thought it was ether, but liquefied form doesn't seem to be. Unfortunately, not powder, neither invisible either. It's there, it's just we can't put the finger on. Probably the summation of all logic, and we as people believe it to be something poetic, and really it's electron malvinicle. And then there's going to be a rifle next to the jar that cut the core, and then it just shoots the brain. If it becomes too much and you're trapped there to a point of uncomfortability, or don't kill the robot. Why? You're going to kill people by not making them immortal, so what the fuck? Nah, I'm kidding. Ethics and tethics. It's ethics. So that's why me and the fucking 7-year-old Bindi are going to fucking break him. Why do you think I only talk to Indians and Asians? It's Malaysian. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm mad good, but so I'm going to do that Olympian shit where I'll be with Zeus in my main Wyatt Byatt. You know, that gay-ass son of the Jason Berillion. Motherfucker. Jason Nash? Well, yeah. And then Sam Harris? Jason Nash. Yeah, you're going to live forever. Be David Dobrik. He's so irrelevant. I don't even know his name. Corinna Comphead is just on my snapper lane. help post a few from her bio, because she just blew, oh my, those tits. So you're on your way. Hayek of the Tarantino, Dusky and Tall. I don't even know what the fuck she's been in, but she's going to be blowing me as I'm Olympian, because I sell our nades, your OP, lie, oh, Papali. This ain't scrape no save, can't get files a wave, and then you're going to bay. All time, lay, wait, nay. Some protein too, so top of dome, gobble google one, listen to tip, rapper drats. But it's more of a type of vacuum and fanning, extinguishing, like those fancy 19th century typed ones for those train car to zero, cocaine. It's called Ham Like Tamar, the fucking lead miners. He's like, they get to strike for their boss, shit. Billionaire type Kono, Mono. I got the scam through in the mailbox. It's a little petty and sweet. So I hope to get that machine up by the time I'm 80 at least. I'll probably drop dead before 40, like my dad said. He got to 51, but sometimes I beg it was 53. It was 53 or 56. I think it was 51, but sometimes I have nightmares it was a 53. Or if he got to live to 56, it's a fair year. I waste literally all my time, and I act like just every minute with him counts a little more. I was always pretty cheap, said Sore. Bianca, that's how I got my money, with the Transformer Beast in Mode type load. It's so martial, I'm Germanistic, A-Law, Lynch, retire Enzo, go. So that shit I collected because when I first value of tip money, why the fuck do I only get Cheetor? I want Megatron. I was 3. And my dad brought, like, if you saved your money, you could get more, like, bruh. He had, like, $40. I had 0 because I just spent it every day. So I was like, money. So I kept saving. I never got that Megatron, but now I have it. And I scammed enough people that I almost became free at this point. So much traffic on the bridge, that's it. But as I do my portfolio and sit for the mail, just got delivered, I look so schizo in the streets. So I never got that Megatron. I only got Cheetor that day. It was 20, and this one was 40. But who knew that 1 10 times better would literally shape the way you feel about money? You just have to save up double to get 10x. Not everything, like with the Cadillac, it's zeroed out, but I think you still come up plus 80% in a long-term frame. Yeah, I thought getting a Cadillac on eBay would be the greatest thing. That's how I'm going to preserve my brain for the ultimate in time. So, I don't know. So those people in Brooklyn didn't want to hire me, even though I'd be the most liked contestant. I'm so creative, brilliant, and frobbled, top of Timmy, not somebody. The words that come out instead, you know, with some type of organizing out Hillian. I can just make categories, though. I'd be the perfect AI, though, that program, mystical, artistic, it's so simple. I just boxes and generalize, grouping, and, yeah, just being judgy as fuck. That's it. I could sling it, not take it. I'm waiting. Smoking you. I suppose I'll get this shit. It's not that good of a song. It just may flow a little bit in time between. I think this time, 10 years ago, I didn't fulfill. Not a chance. Oh, I'll play the one though. This is coming on later, but. Pretty bad, right? kind of corny line, Cyber Tab and Dosi Dad dropping in the bio this evening. Yeah, I just gotta fucking download it now, but and then the trial runs ago. Literally nothing can go wrong, it's PAL. Enough of that until we're done. There's always, everything goes wrong every time. That took 6 months and like a couple of days of painting. So that's my ish, Milvariantly. It's not that great, but I'm literally creating pyramids here. So, nah, like, yay. Well, designing. I'm not doing the late work. That's the AI. I could do 12 times as much with a beautiful feeling and such. Okay. Now for the weird song. I'm not ready. No. Yeah, so that's just my last word. If you don't like it, please don't talk shit. And then the last time I said that, the cripple can talk shit. I'm like, I don't make fun of your three-dimensionally deformed legs. Because he's like, I thought they were in 3D about your animation. I'm gunning. Hey, I should. Bin Laden, take it, I will not level. You cannot bezel, everything is stencil. Every time I'm thinking that we're in a silhouette though, Spider-Verse and Halo, they untag the dike my mental. I am so detrimental, you are not my mente, I cannot censor. Appetite for lenza, you can appa alphabeta. We all are owned by the new top hit fate. Fat food fins day, you got my Tuesday. Cheat day, lease way, Uber sleeves pay. I can chink way, you are set at older. Hey, and everybody better bunny in the man. You cannot get a medicine till I'm hyping like a man. Oh, I steal the noodles and I take a date and get a kusha. You a type of busha, all of a sudden a snake with ushas. Creepy. It's not so at perverse, hey? Every black and motherfucker could have been a hero name, but it got so turbid, perturbing, opulent and birth name. My rhymes ain't so loud but good, so I end up being more insulting name. Everybody got a tubing paid, but I think that your syphilis is free till it be. I find out my history, I'm Joe Walker Ross, and who in pain? And I cannot think of maze. I'm ingenious still enough to realize a haze, and it's all crazed. Cancer, sickness, doubt remain. I saw the towers burning and I saw it on the days. Daddy came home and the jacket wasn't smoking, perfect, and I got an urgent jerking and I can't have not a nerfing. You have got a nerfing gun and hitting like a swerving. I can't see it blowing the bomb though like I'm off in birthing. OPP and me and C and you ain't got a no line OG. Everyone wanted to get that fucking ledger money. I'm talking apothecary. The Olsen and the twin and who is Scarlet and Winter? If you're gonna be a Black Widow but your girlfriend's Witcher. Oh no, Cavill, I'm Cavillion. And when you're red hair but your girlfriend's literally the man killer. Everybody wanna fucking ice like eater. Do a movie with Hammer you'll never see on repeater. They replace it like a British thing. Everything is new, same, because you fucking children, ain't. I could have been an animal and animal yogurt, ain't. Go to school on holiday, did a film with Chalamet. No, I'm cyber perfect. Everyone wanted inspiration from the dirges, churches and the lurkers. Best music was a 60s scurvy. Everyone thinking genome, the eno, and I'm promom Zeno, Barry Nemo, I'm Tepanino, and everything is genocidal. It's a waste. I will not be in a motherfucking cage. Everything is clicks. Sick! Saints, nay, nay, pay. I'm a pit pal, pip a pace, everything gonna run a race, and I go and tell you cop a Bombay. Oh, burn, lick it like a swerve, get a kill, curry, chili, hip it like a nerd, that Long Island Danko, and the Conquista Dillian Maine. I'm a John Legalza, let's go, it's a fucking blacklist, I'm a hatter. The Thor guy, times me. Alright. We don't need to continue.